Test 62, Section 2, Question 3. And here, we're looking for what would strengthen the argument. It's saying the conclusion is most strongly supported if which of the following is assumed. So what would make this better? Now, notice this is not an assumption, because it's saying if which one of the following is assumed. It's not saying what we have to assume, but just what, if we assumed it, would make this argument better. And so this is just to strengthen. Medications with an unpleasant taste are generally produced only in tablet, capsule, or soft gel form, stuff that tastes nasty, in one of those three forms. The active ingredient in medication M is a waxy substance that cannot tolerate the heat used to manufacture tablets because it has a low melting point. So it can't be tablets because it's got a low melting point. So, since the company developing M does not have soft gel manufacturing technology and manufactures all of its medications itself, so it doesn't have soft gel technology and makes them all itself, M will most likely be produced in capsule form. So it's probably going to be capsule. And so in this case, it's a pretty good argument. The overall conclusion is it's probably going to be capsule. And the evidence is M can't be tablet and can't be, they don't have soft gel technology. Now, if you notice in the first sentence, it says medications with an unpleasant taste are generally produced only in those. And so the thing that would help us here would be if we know that M has an unpleasant taste, because as of right now, we don't really know that. Maybe it tastes fantastic. Maybe it, you know, medication M, you know, tastes like, you know, bacon or some other delicious flavor, mango or whatever. Not together, but, you know, one or the other. And so that's kind of what we would look for, is something that's going to say it's an unpleasant taste. A, medication M can be produced in liquid form. If anything, that would kind of weaken it. B, medication M has an unpleasant taste. And that's a great answer, because that would bridge one of the gaps that it's going to need to be in one of those three forms. And so B is great. No medication is produced in both capsule and soft gel. We don't really care, because we've already eliminated the soft gel option, because manufacturing it doesn't have that technology. And then most medications with a low melting point are produced in soft gel. Well, that's fine, but we know that this company doesn't have that option, and so it doesn't really matter what most are. And then medications in capsule form taste less unpleasant than those in tablet or soft gel. Well, I mean, I guess that would help, but it doesn't necessarily help as much as answer choice B, because it just says they taste less unpleasant, but we don't know anything about the taste of medication M unless we have answer choice B. And so B would be our correct one there.